Hi, I'm Phil Johnson, Executive Director of Grace to You, and I'm in the studio today with pastor and Bible teacher John MacArthur. Hello, John.
Phil, it's great to be with you again.
John, next year, Grace to You will celebrate our 40th anniversary. And of course, that coincides with your 40th anniversary as pastor of Grace Community Church here in Southern California. And what many listeners may not know is that before you became pastor of Grace Church in 1969, and before Grace to You launched that same year, you were already teaching and preaching even while you were preparing for ministry. So really, next year is actually your 50th anniversary as a Bible teacher.
That is correct. I would hate to have to defend the early years of my Bible teaching based upon what I now know. I remember some of the frightening early sermons, but it is true. I actually began to teach and to speak at youth conferences when I was 19 years old.
Wow.
And that's 50 years ago.
The earliest tape of yours I have is the first sermon you ever gave as pastor of Grace Community Church. And I think it's amazing that that sermon really incorporates practically every truth and everything about your preaching that has made you distinctive.
Yeah, it is interesting to think back to that. I think, fortunately, people didn't record things before that, so all those early sermons that ought not to have been recorded weren't. But when I came to Grace Church, it struck me at the time, and I was just a kid in my late 20s, and I'd been speaking for 10 years at conferences and things like that, but it struck me that my grave concern was that the churches were filled with professing people who weren't real Christians. And in light of all the years that have gone on, Phil, you know, the gospel according to Jesus, ashamed of the gospel according to the apostles, hard to believe, truth war, I've been hammering on that same issue. And of all the passages that I could have picked for my first Sunday at Grace, I picked Matthew 7. Many will say, Lord, Lord, and I will say to them, depart from me. I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. I mean, that was really pretty brash as I think about it. You know, it's your first Sunday there. You'd think you'd want to give some kind of an encouraging message.
As a matter of fact, John, I've heard that message, and you said you thought you could have picked a more encouraging one. I think for a believer hearing that message, it is encouraging. I found it encouraging. It's a frightening passage.
It was sort of, I guess it was previews of coming attractions for the next 40 years. But as it turned out, the elder board, so-called elder board at the church, was full of men who were not Christians.